I do too, Waverly said. An image of her own mother's smile flashed before her, and suddenly she needed to scream. Pretend, 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 she told herself. Be strong. The room was so quiet that all the girls were able to hear her whisper. I don't know when we'll see our families again. We just have to hope.
And pray, Ann Mather said.
She held her hands as if cupping something precious and invisible in the air. Her voice rose in a sing-song.
Dear Lord, please protect the crew of the Empyrean. Wrap your love around them. Hold them close. Keep them safe. And if it is your will, Lord, please show us the way to them. Help us find our lost brethren and bring them into our fold. Until then, help these dear children know that they are precious beyond measure. Each of these girls will be cared for as our own daughters. We will love them and keep them safe until the day they can be reunited with their families, either in this life or the next. Amen.
In this life or the next? Waverly heard the words, wanted to spit on them. But she swallowed her sickening grief and smiled at Ann Mather. Samantha and Sarah stared angrily at her, and she let her gaze linger on theirs until Samantha's eyes softened. Then she said, Now where do I get some breakfast? I'm starved. Serafina led her by the hand to the kitchen area, where trays of bread and fruit and cold chicken were laid out.